The Spirit of Hospitality Award is just one of many Becky Kearns has been honored with over the years. With her executive banking experience, she has built relationships and proven herself an active leader in a number of community programs. Whether it was getting the Park City Hospital built or the financing secured for the Park City Chamber's Visitor Information Center at Kimball Junction, Kearns has served as a board member for Peace House and Youth Sports Alliance, among others. Before accepting her award, Kearns' contributions were lauded first by Andy Garland, general manager of Summit Water, who talked about how Kearns had worked tirelessly to bring people together to get the hospital off the ground and get the Chamber's Visitor Information Center done. During this time, he said, she also fought and beat cancer twice.
It would have been really easy for Becky to disappear when she was fighting cancer, but she didn't. Because Becky believed. Becky questioned the why not. Becky has never shied away from anything that she believes in. So Becky, thank you. Thank you for questioning the why. Thank you for believing in this community. And thank you for being you.
Summit County Community Development Director Pat Putt and current chairman of the Park City Hospital Board complimented Kearns on her ability to see beyond what the rest of us can and quoted a chemistry professor for summing up Kearns' gift to look over the horizon.
And he told me and some of my classmates at the time, about the time we were going to graduate, he said, you know, the best reactions involve becoming part of the solution. And for some reason, that just struck me because that's Becky Kearns. Somebody, a person who's part of the solution. And I'm not sure if it's just people from Idaho are brighter. I don't know if they're quicker. I don't know if they're just taller and can see over the horizon. But Becky has this incredible gift of knowing what the community needs, oftentimes a long time before the rest of us.
Russ Olson, CEO of Stein Erickson Lodge, says he learned about her tireless community commitments just the way that she booked her lunches every week.
She'd often call up and say, hey, I want to come up and take you to lunch, but I can only come to lunch from 11:45 to 12:10. And she'd rush in like a whirlwind. We'd sit down and she'd order a salad and eat about a third of the salad, and then she'd rush out, had to go quickly. I found out over the years she was having lunch with all the rest of you right after she got done having lunch with me. Is that not true? She'd have three or four lunches at a time. Back to back to back.
In accepting the award, Kearns thanked her family and friends and those in attendance for making Park City such a great place to live.
At the core of this community, it is friendly, generous, and it's shown its ability to welcome people from all over the world and to make them feel at home. It has become a community that has a little bit to offer for almost everyone, and that has become because so many individuals here in this room are willing to work together to make this a place that is recognized as a destination to visit. Because this community is so willing to work together, has made it easy for me to be involved in many, many organizations, groups, committees, think tanks, etc. It would be easy to go on and on about all the things that this community has to offer. But as I look out over this room, I see the spirit of hospitality.
Kearns joins the likes of Stein Erickson, Jan and Amanda Peterson, and Jana and Gary Cole as prior award recipients. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.